getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Oh, we're in trouble if I can't say the name of the show right, and we're only 10 seconds into this thing. Anyway, welcome aboard for another round of great old-time music here for about an hour. About an Oompa Hour, I guess, if you were going to get into specific measurements. Anyway, glad you're along. I got a stack of records. You know the drill. My job, play them. So I'm going to get to work, and you can get to listening, dancing, cleaning the house, whatever. Maybe you're out in the garage, changing oil in the car, you're sharpening a blade on a lawnmower, you're hiding from a snowbank. I don't know what. All depends where you are, I guess. But let's get things rolling with the Dynatones and the Suzanne Come Back Polka.
There's a girl that I know who has left me so blue. She decided to leave me alone. I can still see her pretty blue eyes as I cry, and I'm hoping that soon she'll come home.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I think back to the time when our love was so fine. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
Suzanne and I would sing or talk about everything. We had a love we thought would never die, but it happened so fast when the worst came to pass. My Suzanne has said her last goodbye.
Oh, my Suzanne dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me. So happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Suzanne, please come back to me.
And there you go, the Dynatones kick us off this week here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Back for another round, if you can believe that. Glad you're along with for another show. I've already started digging through the 78s. We always play a 78 in the show, and I discovered a pile more great old-time 78s, sorting out a whole bunch of them over the last week, like mountains of them. And I was like, oh, look at all the good polka stuff in here. So I pulled a bunch of those out and piled them up here in the studio. So I'm going to work my way through those, see what I can find for this week. I kind of already had some picked out, but now I got more to pick from. So we'll see how it works out. All right. Here's Claire Witkowski now. It's the Monopole Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there. Claire Witkowski and the band, the Monopole Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got more coming up. Want to talk about, briefly, the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay him a visit. Thing with the World of Accordions is, of course, we have nice weather heading away here in the North Country. They're up here in Superior, Wisconsin, not far from where I am. And we're gradually fighting our way to the end of winter. We've had some weird days with 50s and almost 60-degree temperatures lately. A lot of melting going on. I hope that sticks for a while, or doesn't stick, because the snow doesn't stick. It goes away. We'll see. Maybe it'll be in early spring. What did the groundhog say? I don't remember. I don't trust him anyway. But anyway, you might want to check out the World of Accordions Museum. Maybe work them into your travel plans this spring or summer. You can check them out online. Find out more, worldofaccordions.com. But if you're an old-time music aficionado or an accordion fan or just a music fan, you might want to take a look. We're talking like 4,000 accordions on display, all sorts of related memorabilia and stuff. I don't know what's a better word for stuff, but that's more complimentary. I don't know. I always want to say bric-a-brac, but that sounds like the junk I got on a shelf in my office. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. You can get the hours, see what they have coming up this year on their schedule of events. It seems like they have a lot of things going on throughout the year. So check them out, all right? Tell them you heard it on the Oompa Hour, worldofaccordions.org. Here's the Poopsie Polka. It's Whoopi John and the boys.
Now you can have Millie, 'cause she's kind of silly, and you can have Anne if you can. Or you can't have Mary, 'cause she's so contrary, and Hazel I can't even stand. Now you can't have Susie, 'cause she's such a floozy, and giggles all the time. But don't go near Tootsie and make any whoopsie, 'cause Tootsie is gonna be mine.
Tootsie, Tootsie, don't be so shy. I saw the wrinkle in your eye, eye, eye. Tootsie, Tootsie, oh me, oh my. If I can't have you, I will die.
The old Poopsie Polka. That it could have been the Willie Polka too, for that matter. Anyway, Whoopi John and the gang here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and glad you're along for another show. Working my way through a stack of records. Some of these I haven't played for a long time. In fact, I'm wondering why they were in the wrong stack. Some of these are in like a stack where I keep either records that are too beat up to play, or records that I got like a lot of copies of, so I don't want them all in the big file. And I'm like, I can't remember the last time we heard Hot Dog Joe by Alvin Stasinski. Can you? No, it's been a long, long time, but we can rectify that right now.
Hot honey, for his honey, for his honey. He's got a teeny weeny for his honey. They call him Hot Dog Joe. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog for you, hot dog for you, hot dog for you. He got a hot dog, hot dog, hot dog for you, with all the trimmings too. She's a real flirt. Ya mam dziewczynkę, jest moja kochaneczka, kochaneczka, kochaneczka. Ja mam dziewczynkę, jest moja kochaneczka, jest bardzo gorąca.
Elvis Jasinski, well, that's kind of a scratchy record, but it makes it authentic, you know. That is Hot Dog Joe Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Yeah, I'm going through all these 78s over here. I don't know. I can't decide what to play. There's some I've never heard of on very generic-sounding labels that make me a little nervous, and some of them look really scratchy, but we're going to find some kind of a gem in there. Also, of course, don't forget we get a waltz into every show, so we'll have that coming up for you in just a little bit. Right now, it's Richie Rudolph and his Happy Musical Nights. That's a long name for a band. Here's the Young Years Polka.
Pamiątki nam zostali.
And there you have it there. I have no idea what she's singing, but I can tell you it's a Young Years Polka, and it's Richie Rudolph and his Happy Musical Nights here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another exciting week here, wherever you happen to be listening, whether it's on a radio or a smart speaker or a phone or an iPad or a computer or a download or an MP3 or I don't know, any of a million ways. There's a million ways. It's countless ways that you can be listening to the Oompa Hour. It's a worldwide phenomenon, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what that means? That means it's time to check the official Oompa Hour newswire for this week. We just played the Young Years Polka. Makes me think about little kids, young people, and moms. Moms are mostly young people, too. Got this in the news here this week. The average mom, the average parent, clocks roughly 750 stroller miles a year. Yeah, it's true. The poll of moms and dads finds a typical tot will be strapped into their stroller seat 8 times a week for an average of about 62 miles a month. Moms tend to take their children out on more walks, while dads tend to go on longer strolls. Typical parent logs about 750 miles a year pushing a stroller. So there you have it, hot off the newswire. I think my takeaway from that is don't buy a crappy cheap stroller, all right? Save up ahead of time so you can buy yourself a quality stroller to push that kid around in. The kid will have a more comfortable ride, and you'll have an easier time pushing. And don't forget to practice up on your hot rod noises, you know, where you're pushing the stroller. Go broom, broom, and beep, 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 beep. And don't forget to use your blinkers, too, all right? Anyway, there you have it from the official Oompa Hour news wire this week. Here's the Polish Piano Polka, and that's 3 P's in a row. It's Gary Kutschenbecker and his old Lager Orchestra. And there you have it there, the Polish Piano Polka, Gary Kutschenbecker and the Old Lager Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with for another exciting presentation here. Don't forget everything you hear on the Oompa Hour, genuine phonograph records. We no MP3s. We don't do any of those fancy pants, compact discs or anything. It's all records, mostly 45s. They pull out an LP every now and then. Trouble with the LPs, I got to go over and get one off the shelf. It's 45s. I stack them up in a big pile here on the counter. Counter's not big enough with all the equipment to have a stack of LPs sitting here. I lean one down on the floor once in a while, but then I roll over with my chair. It's a terrible, terrible situation, all right? There's Jimmy Stern, the orchestra now. Normally, I play the other side, which is this old house. And I'm not playing the usual side this time. I try to mix it up, but sometimes I lean toward favorites, you know? Here's Grandma's Featherbed Polka. Jim Easter and his orchestra, Grandma's Featherbed Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. If you've got the coffee, I guess, I've got the time, is pretty much the way the deal works here. One of my favorites from the Harold Steinbach Orchestra, and it's Harold, H-E-R-O-L-D, which is an unusual way to spell Harold. And that's a great song for me. If You've Got the Coffee is the song. I got a new coffee pot at the station. Actually, it was last week. Maybe I mentioned it on the show last week. The old pot was like older than the Dickens, and it took over a half an hour to brew a little 12-cup pot of coffee. And the new one does it in 11 minutes. I'm so excited now. I have coffee every morning. Like, it's almost as fast as making instant, man. That's how good it is. So here's a coffee song for you. It's the Harold Steinbach Orchestra. If You've Got the Coffee, here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
got the coffee, I've got the pot. Won't you be my guest, then I'll find a spot. I've got a sweet tooth for someone like you. Gee, I'd like to spoon with only you.
There you go. If you got the coffee, I got the cup, man. It's the Harold Steinbach Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I picked out in 78 earlier. I have no idea where I put it. Oh, here we go. I think this is it. Oh, but then what was this one? Oh, yeah. I got records laying all over the place. Man, I need more counter space. Anyway, I'll work on that. We got a 78 coming up in the show yet, and of course, at least one waltz to get into the program. So stand by. Right now, it's the Little Polka Rascals Band. I suppose they could have got sued if they called them the Little Rascals Polka Band, huh? It's the Little Polka Rascals Band. Yeah, it's kids. When I was a little boy, polka.
Stoi, tam Wokopak stoi, tam Wokopak stoi. I pisze do cara, że się go nie boi, że się go nie boi. Hupaj, szup, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, hupaj, szupaj, da, na, do samego rana. Hupaj, szupaj, da, na, wczoraj spałeś na podłodze, dziś na wiosce szana. Żeby była zmiana, hupaj, szup. Tam pod Krakowem na płoniu, tam pod Krakowem na płoniu, na płoniu, tu, tu, tu. Wybija Jaszu na płoniu, tam pod Krakowem.
Chciała i po polsku patrzę. nasza chwała. Po stronie wypije tego we dwa kije. Łupu, cupu, cupu, łupu, niech po polsku żyje.
Wow, just like that, they stop all at one time. The little Polka Rascals Band. I got to get it right there. When I was a little boy, Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, we always have a waltz in every show, and the time has come to do some waltzing, guys. So if you're ready to dance, are you ready to dance? I hope so. Get the furniture out of the way. Get everything shuffled around. Get ready here. Because what do we have? The Dutchman's Waltz by the Six Fat Dutchman. I'm 97% sure this one's never even been on the show before. It's from one of those extended play 45, so she might be a little scratchy. But if you're ready to dance, I'm ready to roll. In fact, the next record coming up after this is a flip side of the waltz we played last week. Follow along with that if you want to try. All right, Six Fat Dutchman, here we go with the Dutchman's Waltz. Six Fat Dutchman, of course, the Dutchman's Waltz, right here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, don't forget now, if you have like a request or a dedication, comment, question, I don't know, stock tips, I don't know, never bought any stock in my life. I don't have room for all that cattle around here. Anyway, you can get a hold of the Oompa Hour at area code 218. 259-2985. You can leave a voice message or you can text. Again, that's 218-259-2985. You can also email simply oompahour at AOL.com. That's an easy one. It's all small letters, no spaces. Oompahour at AOL.com. Or check it out on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompahour. Any of those ways gets you in touch with Oompahour World Headquarters. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm close. I believe that last week, our Waltz of the Week was by Jerry Dostal's orchestra. And I said, normally I always play the polka that's on the other side. And I commented I would set the record aside and play the other side next week, which is this week. Or it's possible that the song I'm about to play, I actually played next week and said I was going to play the flip side, which was a waltz for the waltz this week, which I can't now because I already played a waltz and I can't remember which it is. And normally I have the playlist written down right in front of me so I can look up what I played last week, but I don't. It's over there on that other computer, so I didn't look it out. So I'm relying on my memory. Never a good plan. Anyway, here's the Jerry Dostal Orchestra. It's the My Fanny Polka. Tried to shake my fanny. My fanny wouldn't shake. Here on Tim's Oompahour, it's your old-time oldies show of the Jerry Dostal Orchestra for us there. And the time has come to play our 78 of the week. If you think you're ready for that kind of RPMs, this is your big chance right now. Pretend you're in a race car and you're downshifting for the high RPMs. Yeah, right. Anyway, I told you I was out digging through piles of 78s that I hadn't been through in a long, long time, and I found a pile more old-time records. And this one, this just strikes me as kind of a fun record. It's the Pit-a-Pat Polka, and it's by the Rene Musette Orchestra. You think you can handle it? All right, let's wind her up to 78. Here we go. Thank you. Wow, another one of those groups that when they quit playing, boy, they quit playing all at one time, don't they? The Pit-a-Pat Polka. Pat-a-Pit Polka? It's one way or the other. I'd read the label, but the 78's going around way too fast. Anyway, the Rene Musette Orchestra. 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on a 78 here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. What have I got going on? Oh, I got more songs. I think that before I get to the next one, yeah, I got the Polish Kid coming up, though. I think before that, I'm going to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now we can get to the Polish Kid. Here's the Dark Eyes Polka. Have the Polish Kid doing Dark Eyes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Did you have an interesting week this week? I don't know. I think I had a normal week. Some weeks feel way interesting. Some of it don't. I saw the Plankton SpongeBob movie, watched with my grandson. I don't know if you're into the SpongeBob world. SpongeBob's been around like 25 years already, man. He's like getting old. But the Plankton is like he's Mr. Krabs' nemesis, and SpongeBob works at Mr. Krabs' restaurant. For those of you that have no idea what I'm talking about, this sounds like a foreign space language movie. Anyway, it's like the rise of Plankton or something, and Plankton's the evil guy. Well, Plankton is very tiny compared to giant SpongeBob man. Anyway, man, my grandson watched it like he was watching a James Bond movie or something. He was really grandpa, you know, he was explaining all the critical parts to me. So I feel like I've been culturally expanded by an 8-year-old this week. So maybe y'all should try it, man. It's more fun hanging out with little kids than it is hanging out with grown-ups most of the time, I'll tell you that. All right, we're going to squeak in a couple more records here in the show. I got the Clevelanders Orchestra. I swear they spell Clevelanders wrong on this record. But anyway, it's the Seven Hills Polka. And there you have it, just like that, the Clevelanders Orchestra, the Seven Hills Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. We have time to slip in one more record here today. I'll tell you what, I grabbed some records out there. Ooh, here I'll go out on, we'll go out on a Lil Wally record, I thought. Why not? You know, I don't know if we'd go out on a Lil Wally record, but I thought we're going to go out on a Lil Wally record. And so I grabbed it, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, no, it's Lil Wally and the Singing Wabbits, or whatever he calls them. And I was like, there's no way that I'm going out with a Lil Wally record where they're singing like wabbits. It's what it is. It's Lil Wally and the Singing Wabbits. And I was like, nope, we're saving that one for next week. So those of you who are fans of the Singing Wabbits, your kids, your grandkids probably think that's a hoot. You're going to have to wait for next week on that. We're going to go out with the La-Da-Dee-Dum Polka, which is almost as ridiculous, with the Richie Vadnell Orchestra.
Thank you.
And there you go, just like that. We got this handled for another week, right? There you have it. It's a la-da-dee-dum polka. And that is Richie Vadnell in the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and the trusty clock on the wall tells me that it is time to wrap up show number 573. I just haven't noticed that because I was writing it down on my little chart where I keep track of stuff here, and I was like, wow, 573 shows. I probably got another 573 to go. We'll see how it works out, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.